Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and it's a real blessing to be able to come to you today and share God's Word with you. Today I want to read out of the book of Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 35. This is such a beautiful scripture. It says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" This scripture is telling us that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. No one or no disaster, no peril or famine or whatever may come can separate us from the love of Christ. In other words, God knows where you're located. God knows exactly what you're going through. God knows what is coming up against you. And that thing or that disaster or that trial or that tribulation can't separate you from the love of Christ. It's only when we willfully turn our backs on God and refuse His help that we ourselves cut off His help. It's not God's will. But nothing can separate us as long as we keep our eyes on Him and let Him bless us. Sometimes there are people that you want to be good to, but they won't let you be good to them. They reject kindness. Today, I pray you won't do that. I pray you'll let the Lord bless you. And when we first started our Trucking for Jesus ministry, our son was 8 years old when we went out on the road, and I had to homeschool him. And one day I went to a place in South Carolina. It's a little shop called the Nearly New Shop. It was a little secondhand shop. And I had to get some extra library books that my son had to have for his reading assignment in his school. And as I was looking over the books that they had, I got what I thought he needed. And I came across this beautiful china cup and saucer on a bottom shelf under the books where I was looking. And I got that cup and saucer and I took it to the front. But I paid for my books first. And when I did, the books took all the money that I had. And I didn't have any more money. I didn't have money for the china cup and saucer. So I just pushed it to the side and I told the lady, I said, "I'll just be taking the books." And when I got ready to walk out the door, the lady called me. She says, "Ma'am, come back here, please." I said, "Yes." She said, "Here, you can have this cup and saucer. I want to bless you with it." And I said, "Well, thank you. I really appreciate that." You know, I kept that cup and saucer, china cup and saucer. I still have it. I think about it so much. You know, to somebody else, that might not mean nothing. That might not be important, but it was to me. Traveling on a mobile chapel, the only kind of cups we could have was stuff that didn't break. But God just blessed me with that thing I could hold in my hand, something of beauty that a lady would enjoy. And it made me remember and made me always think about that if God was so mindful and so thoughtful that He would send me a cup and a saucer that would just make my day happy, that would make me feel good, and something I could hold in my hand, how about the things that I can't hold? How about the things that I can't control? He's still God over that. He's still, like the song says that a friend of mine sings all the time, God is God on the mountains, and God is God in the valley. God is God when we're having a good time. God is God when the times are bad. God is God when we can afford to buy a cup and a saucer. God is still God when we can't afford. You see, God's love and mercy is not limited by the trials or tribulation. Nothing can separate us from the love of our Father. And He's just hunting you down to want to bless you today. I pray that you'll let the Lord touch you, that you'll ask Him to be the Lord of your life. Yes, Jesus, to come into your heart. I want to pray with you. Father, I pray for all the men and women under the sound of my voice. I ask that you forgive them of their sins. I ask that you help them to realize they need to accept Jesus as their Savior. I pray for that man or woman that has a need, or that man or woman, oh God, that's brokenhearted or troubled, that you'll send them a cup and saucer in their lives. For Lord, you said in your word that our cups would run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and our cup will run over. I pray that you touch everyone today, and we say, O Lord, my cup runneth over. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember today that God is faithful to heal, God is faithful to save, and God is faithful to deliver. Call on Him. He wants to bless you. He'll not turn your way. Thank you for listening. God bless you.